So welcome, everybody. This is Jan.
And this is Alan.
And today is the call number 3 for our Attracting 5 Perfect Customers in 5 Weeks program. So let's just take a few moments to connect in with one another and find out what's been going on. You know, for us, we've been traveling. We were on vacation. And now we're back trying to recover. Oh, it shouldn't be that way, I guess, you know, that you go on vacation and then you have to recuperate from it. But, you know, it was good to get away, and it was kind of good to get home, too. So,
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. So that's kind of that's where we were last week while we didn't have a class.
Where were you?
We drove from here to Pagosa Springs, which has a whole bunch of hot mineral pools, and then spent the night in Durango. And then from there, we traveled up to Telluride, and we spent 3 nights in Telluride. And then back. So Colorado was our visit. Got to see lots of pretty trees, and the weather was nice. The mountains, you know, it's just everything was great.
Well, we're glad you had fun, and we're glad you're back.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
You bet.
So
where have y'all been?
What have you guys been, you know, what's become clear for you since we last met? Who wants to share first? What has become clear for you since we last met?
This is Robin.
Yeah.
I think what's become clear for me, and having my laser training session with Alan, you know, really focused is got the power of my limiting beliefs and those voices that, you know, and how I talk to myself versus how I talk to other people, and the difference in that, and the difference that it can make, and. Alan, I won't take a lot. I just want to share with you that I talked to Angel, and I told her about Attracting Perfect Customers and what we're doing, and she's purchased the book, and she's working the program right now, just so you know.
And I love that her name is Angel.
Yeah.
I talked to Angel.
Yep. Yeah.
That's so great.
Who's Angel, just so we know?
Angel is my best friend. We've been friends since we were 15. So So anyway,
well, I have to tell you that a funny story. Years ago, when I was working in a company, and I had hired my first assistant, who turned out to be a man, and his last name was Moody.
Oh boy!
And I was like, okay, never get another. You know, that was my summary on him. Was I was telling a friend of mine who did some recruiting. Not for kind of not for what I wanted, you know, an assistant, but I was just telling him. I said, "Oh, I'm never getting another person named Moody." Okay.
There you go.
And I said, "What I really need is an angel."
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Well, I have the perfect person for you." I said, "Okay, who is it?" He says, "Well, her name is Anne Angel."
Wow.
Really, really. And I said, "I would almost hire her on the spot just because of her name," but I did hire her. So my second assistant was called Anne Angel, and she was just that. She was great.
Fabulous.
Well, Robin, I think that what you said about the, you know, really getting the power of your limiting beliefs and how you talk to yourself versus how you talk to others, and the point being that the other person that you would, you know, we use as the example of you talking to was your best friend, Angel.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was a big aha for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. And how has that shifted anything for you since you had that aha?
It has made me more aware. I won't, you know, certainly it's not like, oh, all my limiting beliefs are gone. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
But there's an awareness there now, probably when in a lot of instances where I catch myself and I realize that I can change the way that I'm talking to myself, or you know, I can say, oh, you know, listen to how you're talking to yourself.
Would you talk to Angel like that?
Right. Exactly.
I talk to my cat better than I talk to myself.
I know.
Yeah.
So you know, and I did the
good awareness.
Yeah, yeah, it was good
to notice.
It was
good. All right. Who else has joined in and hasn't had a chance to say hello yet?
Hi, this is Patty. Hi, everybody.
Okay. Hi, Patty. Welcome.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, I was a little late.
No problem. Anybody else? All right. So we have Robin and Amy and Patty, Jan and Alan so far. All right. So the question on the table is, what's become clear for me since we last met? Who wants to go next? Amy or Patty?
Well, I'll go. This is Patty.
Okay, Patty.
Wow, what's become clear? It feels like it's been like months since we've been on the call together.
Wait, who just joined in? Hello?
Lisa.
Lisa. Hi. Welcome.
Yay.
Glad you're here. We're just sharing, Lisa, about what's become clear for us since we last met. So go ahead, Patty.
Well, I've identified a lot of limiting beliefs. I mean, I've got a whole list. huge number of things, and they just have been coming more profound for me. And I uncovered a big one yesterday. And it was about feeling safe. Like, I've had this sense of not feeling safe out here in the big world, you know, really creating what I want to create and stepping into something even bigger. And I have had in the past kind of a pattern, a habit of getting afraid and then things really kind of falling apart. So I got to face that yesterday and just bring it to the light, you know, and just do a lot of tapping around it. So I was doing EFT and really just calming my whole system down around this thing and knowing that I am safe and it's okay, you know, to create what I want to create and to be who I want to be and be the powerful coach. I just got off of a coaching call that I was really different on, I noticed. And so it's very interesting.
Mm. Well, I'd like to acknowledge you for tapping on it. Was that helpful?
Oh, it's very helpful. Very, very helpful. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what, tell us, you know, like you were, you know, like you were following the actions, the instructions.
Yeah, you followed, right. I want to acknowledge you for, you know, following the instructions that are to identify your blinder and then take an attractive action to remove it.
Right.
And it's hard. I mean, when you're in the middle of your blinder, you know, you're...
Right.
So to speak. Your blinder is on, and you're like, it's like, you know, somebody put super glue on the edges of it, so you can't peel it off, right?
Right.
So you identified it, and you took an action, an attractive action, to remove it. And
Thank you.
Right, exactly.
And it was a lot of relief around it, and just knowing that I'm at another place than I've been in these other situations. I'm not at the same place. I don't have the same kind of opportunities looking at me in the face. It's not a, you know, it has, in the past, it might have been that I didn't have anything to look at, like no opportunities, and that's not true this time.
Right.
But there is a huge amount of opportunities looking at me, which could be, you know, part of this, oh, my God, here it is, like, I'm not looking at all that because how can I do all that? That's pretty much a step up.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's been great.
An opportunity to identify even more blinders that you weren't seeing, which now you have something, you know, you have a powerful tool, you have leverage of what to do about it. So you know, your mission is to find as many blinders as you can.
Exactly. Wow. So I'd like to share one other one that was really kind of funny.
Okay.
Is that okay? So I got some feedback on one of my calls that I was making during the week that I was doing a little hard sell. She goes, I don't need a hard sell. And I'm like, oh, another blinder.
No kidding.
So what I ended up doing after the call was sending her an email and thanking her for that feedback. I needed that feedback. And you know, she showed up actually at Everyday Center on Sunday, and she told me, she goes, "Thank you so much for that email. It's just what we both needed to hear." And
wow.
I'm like, holy shit. I mean, really, I was just like, I get chills thinking about it. So that was another big one.
Yeah. Very big.
I mean, that, Patty, that's huge.
It is huge.
That's a BFD.
A BFD. Whoa, and the fact that I just didn't go under with it. That
yes,
I really
that's
it.
That's what's the big deal.
Right.
See, that's the contract.
See?
That validates that you have shifted one thing.
Woo! So
wow.
I wanted to put that in the space, too, because that was it was big for me to even to do that, to really see it as an opportunity to thank her, you know, for uncovering yet another
yeah.
piece
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Good job.
Go. Thank
Way
you.
To go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's a rhyme and reason for all of this in this
mm-hmm.
this 5 weeks course or 6 weeks course that we have here is allowing some of this these things to surface. It's not like
mm-hmm.
It's not like they're not there if you didn't take the class.
Mm-hmm.
But when you haven't taken this class, a lot of times you're trying to operate with all that stuff underneath everything, and you're wondering, why isn't it going the way I want it to go?
Right.
Well, it's because underneath everything that you're doing
mm-hmm.
and being is a lot of things that are ready to be released. And
mm-hmm.
so we're like clearing the playing field.
Mm-hmm.
The first part of this program really is about that. And so good work, everybody, Robin and Patty. So.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that you are doing that. You're clearing the playing field.
Yeah, because what I really got too is there's no amount of affirmations, there's no amount of positivity that I can put on top of all that that's
no.
really going to shift it. It's that underneath,
not.
Right?
Yeah, that's affirmations on top of that kind of stuff is affirming more of the same.
Right.
Yeah. But you know you're on the way. You're on the way.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right, so what's become clear for me since we last met? So who wants to go next? And did somebody else join in that hasn't had a chance to say hello yet?
I had to dial back in. I think it was me.
You did? Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, it dropped or something. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Yeah, your connection is much better than it was before, too. So.
Okay.
All right. You want to go next, Amy?
I guess I'll go.
Okay.
Yeah, I... It was pretty hard for me to uncover what was going on with me. I was suppressing it really well, and I just kept on looking at the blinders, and something kept on coming up in my mind of, why are you punishing yourself? And I finally uncovered that I'm not allowing myself to succeed with my businesses because I have been punishing myself for things that happened in the past to my daughter and myself. So,
wow.
I told Jan, and I'll just say it now, I actually started therapy yesterday for it all.
Yeah.
Wow. Good. I'm
mm-hmm.
proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank
way
you.
To go.
That's an attractive action.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm.
It was scary.
Yeah.
It was a scary action.
Yeah.
Because it uncovered even more stuff. But
it is.
At least now I can look at it and deal with it and
wow.
know that I do. You know, I do deserve to succeed and have things in life.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah,
see,
you
that
can,
is so positive.
You can mm-hmm. identify the blinders, the whatever you want to call them, and then take the attractive actions that are necessary to remove them.
Mm-hmm.
And it can
right.
happen very quickly now.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Yeah, I kind of felt like just recognizing a few of the things helped. Helped quite a bit.
Yeah. It's like, really, it's like stepping onto an elevator.
Yeah.
You know? You get off on a whole new floor.
that's why
Patty described her experience as it seems like it's been so long. It's because
mm-hmm.
there's been such a huge shift in your inner vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, notice it. Notice the contrast right now, because the contrast is going to go away, and you're going to think, "Oh, I've always been here."
Right.
You know, and, you know, that was a nice 5 and 5 class. You know, I didn't really get what I wanted, but
right.
You know. And the truth is, you got maybe you didn't get what you thought you wanted,
yeah.
But you're getting what you need to get what you want.
Yeah, it's like somebody told me one time about our courses. She said, you know, I thought I was coming through the fast food line just to pick it up and go. But she said, I found out it wasn't like that. It wasn't a fast food delivery system. It was, I got way more than I even thought I would. But that's what's underneath getting sales is it just really is. It's just like clearing the space to have a clear space to do your business. And that's what you've got to prepare. Like Alan tells me when he's working in the garden.
Well, my grandfather.
Your grandfather, we love him. Your grandfather always says, tell us
you've
in that spot.
You've got to prepare the soil.
Thank you.
William Hutchins McKenzie.
Right.
You can't go just plot, you know, especially New Mexico.
You can't just put a seed in the ground.
Can't put a seed in the ground and think it's going to grow in that hard dirt. So. All righty. Well, Lisa, I'd love to hear from you, too.
Oh, okay. Well, blinders, I guess one of the ones that I identified was just getting kind of overwhelmed because I've been just so incredibly busy the last couple weeks. I start to feel kind of stressed because I don't feel like I can keep up with everything and I can't do everything the way I want to do it, you know, so that overwhelm, I've been doing a bunch of tapping on that, and I did watch that video on tapping, and it was amazing. It's such a subtle thing, but it just does seem to clear the energy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So
congratulations for taking that attractive action.
That's been helpful, and then I'm just trying to spend more time just kind of breathing and trying to focus on one thing at a time rather than trying to do everything all at once.
Right.
Which seems to be my pattern. I have a whole long list of things to do, and I try to get them all done at once, and then I get sort of distracted here and distracted there and distracted somewhere else, and
right.
Everything gets a little bit sort of halfway done instead of completely finished.
Mm-hmm.
So
This is how I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
And first of all, really, congratulations. I really see some positive forward shifting happening in what you shared. You know, you said you'd been overwhelmed, and you took an attractive action to tap and move some of that energy. So that's one, you know, check mark. Gold star for that. And then also that you were spending more time on breathing rather than trying to do everything all at once. Gold star there too. Because as we're all working with this model of attracting perfect customers, we are creating our perfect customers in ourselves. We are the perfect customer. Right? So our plan may look like it's about other people, but it's really about me getting in touch with what's perfect for me. So in order for me to really attract the kind of people that I want to attract, I'm working over here in this area, me, myself, and I area, and doing things like tapping when I feel overwhelmed, being conscious of my breathing, spending time on breathing, things like that. I mean, because that's what our perfect customers want from us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want us all overwhelmed and stressed out.
No.
And, you know.
They want what's there when we're not all
that. They don't want big
that.
Bags under our eyes.
No,
see?
Yeah, no fun to be around somebody who's stressed out.
Yeah, you know, you show up to take someone to see some homes and stuff, and your tongue is wagging and... You know, your hair is flat, and you know, you look pale, and your eyes are puffy because you couldn't, you know, it's like, that's not the picture. So it's taking care of ourselves by breathing and relaxing more.
And I want to acknowledge you, Lisa, for identifying a very significant blinder that, well, you and I are probably the only ones that have it, this thing of noticing that I'm not breathing.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's one thing. I have to think about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself, when I get overwhelmed and busy, stopping breathing.
It's a blinder.
It is a blinder.
Mm-hmm.
Because breath is
life.
Proof of life.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm alive and I've got this human nervous system, I have access to the most powerful manifestation machine in the world.
Yeah. I mean, every teacher who teaches those kind of energy, medicine, and that sort of thing, what do they tell you? Breathe. If you go to a yogi, you know, for yoga or, you know, any of them, meditation, what do they tell you? Breathe.
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 So, you know, thanks for identifying that blinder and taking the attractive action.
And that ties in also to that safety thing that we were talking about in some of the conversation this morning, is when I feel unsafe, I stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And so noticing breath is also a way to be aware when I feel overwhelmed or I feel stressed or I don't feel safe.
And it's also a really clear indication that the proof that this process that we're training everyone in about removing blinders is so simple. Identify the blinder, take an attractive action. The attractive action can be as simple as, okay, I notice I'm not breathing. Blinder. Take an attractive action. Breathe.
Yeah.
That's how simple it can be.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, all right. So, you want to add anything of what's become clear for you, Ellen, since we last met?
Boy, our trip, there were just so many things that happened. Just being with the 7-year-old, 13-year-old grandsons, Jan's sister, you know, and just being in connection, being connected and communicating, being conscious, being present. I was driving through the mountain roads, you know, and I guess what really has come clear to me is the how far I've come in terms of being present, awake, and aware, moment by moment by moment. You know, driving into Silver City, that road is like, you look over to the right, and it's almost 100, 500 feet down,
mm-hmm.
straight down. You know, and just being present to the conversations that are going on and being present to each individual, you know, the 7-year-old, the 13-year-old, you know.
The 70-year-old.
You know, trying to keep up with the 70-year-old who went down the slide at the resort 50 times. You know, it's a 30-40-foot slide. You have to go up two flights of stairs to get to the top. And I actually tried to keep up with him.
All right. Well, I think for me, same thing what Alan said was, continuing to remember what's perfect for me and being willing to stand for it.
Right.
Yeah. And also what's perfect for me is to have, you know, like in a group like that, kind of like a diverse group
mm-hmm.
of people and ages and emotions and experiences and belief systems. For me, what was perfect for me was to keep the team together.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it as a team.
Mm-hmm.
When there was a lot of different opinions about where do we eat and what do we do next, things like
right.
that. So that was an interesting deal. And then when one member of the team acted out, the other four members of the team didn't fall apart. We were just stuck together. I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was an experience that I don't really want to repeat again with that particular group. But I think there was an experience of knowing how far I've come. That was my validation. I've come a long way, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I've really been working on developing this inner part of me that I call Iron Lady. And not like I'm a hard person, but in the past there have been times where I would let other people walk all over me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been developing this Iron Lady part of me that says, no, that's not going to happen that way. This is how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
I need to work on that.
It's pretty solidified,
mm-hmm.
and I felt that I got that was demonstrated on the trip. I feel good about that.
Jan,
yeah.
This is Robin. I can relate to that, and there's a situation that came up yesterday in dealing with one of our clients and our properties that we have on the market, and the client last night sent me kind of a snarky email, and I was like, you know, not long ago, I would have wanted to get defensive, fire something back. I would have lost sleep over it last night and that sort of thing. And I got the email and I said, you know what? That's her stuff. I'm going to respond to it tomorrow. I slept like a log. I didn't lose a bit of sleep over it.
Wow.
I got
yay.
Up this morning and I responded to her email and I haven't thought about it again. It's like,
Yeah. So, ladies, put that in your Iron Lady.
Mm-hmm.
The Iron
That's
Lady
great.
Thing. A mentor told me about it. She called my attention to it. How, mm-hmm. you know, at some point in, as you age, as we all age, women particularly, if you've been a people pleaser and you'd had other people take advantage of that, that either you develop the Iron Lady as you get older and really stand for yourself, or you will have a lifetime of being stepped on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
so
I think
it's
a good thing to develop.
Yeah, and what you expressed, Robin, the process that you went through is, again, identifying the blinder, taking an attractive action. When you identified the, the snarky email, and identified the blinder of normally getting defensive and shooting back, then you took an attractive action and said something to yourself.
Right.
This is truly the power. This is what I call the power of the feminine.
Yeah.
And that's what's
divine
that's what
feminine.
The divine feminine is what makes the Iron Lady. It's like steel and velvet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was somebody else getting ready to say something, too?
I was, actually.
Okay.
I think I have a little bit of the same thing. I'm a little bit of a people pleaser.
Yeah.
And I'm finding as a realtor, I can't afford to do that
mm-hmm.
because
right.
I have to constantly, say the sweet truth, basically. And it's
mm-hmm.
usually not what, especially with sellers, want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes they want to hear that, you know, they can get much more for their house than what's really reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
mm-hmm.
And I've been sort of battling with that. That's been something that's been sort of a battle for me, is how to say it in a way that they understand and at the same time, you know, realize that I'm just a messenger,
mm-hmm.
not the... You know, I don't make the market, you know, so it's a little bit of a delicate, for me, it's a delicate challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, and it's, I'm reminded of that movie with Meryl Streep where she plays Margaret Thatcher,
mm-hmm.
called Iron Lady, and it might be a good one to review,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to tune into that, because that's Margaret Thatcher, that was her nickname.
Uh-huh.
So we need to go on a little bit so we
well,
can
I just
cover
to say
the
one thing
big
about,
subject today.
Yeah, about what Lisa surfaced there about telling the sweet truth.
Yeah.
That really is what's underneath Iron Lady
mm-hmm.
and the power of the divine feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what is an awake and aware people pleaser.
Right.
Right.
The difference is being a tired, stressed, unawake people pleaser versus awake and aware.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, coming across strong, not forceful, is an
power.
Art.
Yes.
It's
right. Powerful. Forceful.
Right.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Strong and powerful is not about forcing and pressuring people. It's just strength.
Right.
And people get it. They get it in the moment. There's no arguing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just comes through as truth. That's when
it
you
wins the argument.
When you speak truth in a strong, powerful way, there is no argument. So just remember that, Lisa and everybody,
mm-hmm.
that if somebody, you know, okay, don't shoot the messenger, but start speaking from a place of strength and power that I'm giving you the truth, and be ready. Not everybody likes the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
I get arrows shot at me, but I'll give you the same thing that I use. And here's what I invite. If you want it, take it. If you don't, forget about it. But I wear a shield. I protect myself with a shield.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a mirror on the front of my shield.
Yeah.
Okay? So... I may speak the. I am a speaker of the truth. You can get that from me. And not everybody likes what I say when they hear the truth, right?
Right.
And they want to fire an arrow at you.
They want to shoot the messenger.
They want to shoot you. They want to kill you. They don't like it. So, if you wear this shield, just consciously put this shield on and a helmet to go with it. You are and your mirror on the front of it. And I also have a shield that protects my back with a mirror on that as well. So when you're dealing with the public, like we all are, and you say, you know, here's what the real estate prices are and what the market will bear, and somebody, you know, a buyer thinks you control that or whatever, and you have to tell them the truth, make sure you're protected.
Okay.
So there's my tip mm-hmm. of the day.
You don't have to accept the gift of the arrow that they shoot
That's
at you.
Right. Yeah.
And if you don't accept the gift, it goes somewhere else.
That's right. Back to them. Okay. Well, we're just getting into all kinds of fun topics today. So I wanted to shift into the second part of our call and talk about module number two. And did anybody get a chance to take a look at that? And I wanted to see if you had any questions before I can just talk about it too, because it's a big one. You know, when you get into your big why, we're talking about your truth, your inner truth, your purpose, your passion, and how that relates to your business. But first, let me ask who has a question or a comment or.
I'll have a comment. This is Robin. This one's a tough one,
okay.
And I'm still working through it.
Sure.
To try to whittle it down and get it to a mm-hmm. sentence, it's like, oh, my God. You know, I haven't been able to get there yet.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It's a process.
It's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process. And
yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I worked through it last night, or a little bit, and I came up with something, and I was kind of surprised at how it kind of flowed. And I was really surprised.
Nice.
Because I wrote down all the things I liked, and I wrote down, you know, I went through the whole exercise
mm-hmm.
and the things that were most important to me and everything, and then I just circled words that seemed like they were really important. And it was, I thought it was just kind of magical. The way that finding those words kind of worked into a sentence of what makes me tick. It was just kind of amazing, and I don't know if it's the be all and end all, but it seemed to be pretty. It seemed to fit pretty well for right now.
Yeah, would you like to share it?
Sure, I will. It's let's see. The challenge that what makes me tick is. The challenge of connecting deeply with my children, family, friends, and clients embracing spiritual awareness through meditation, and creating a life filled with dancing, laughter, and love. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, and then when we got to the,
Hold on, I need to write that down. Okay. I like to write them down. I write slow. So would you say it one more time? The challenge of...
Just one more time?
Yeah.
The challenge of connecting deeply...
Connecting deeply, okay.
With my children, family, friends, and clients.
Okay.
Embracing spiritual awareness.
All right.
Through meditation.
Okay.
And creating a life.
Okay.
Filled with dancing, laughter, and love.
Hmm. Wow, I love all of it. You know, the only thing I don't like, the challenge, the word, the challenge.
Well, I like a challenge.
You
I like a challenge.
Uh-huh.
Well, I like to have something that I need that I can unravel and I can I looked at that too, and I was kind of looking at that and thinking of what I could, if I could come up with a better word, maybe I should have something like this.
Well, if the word challenge really has a meaning for you, that's what this is about. This resonates specifically for you.
Yeah, and there could be another word that, you know, could give you the same experience.
As challenge. What is it, you know, what's attractive about challenge?
Yeah, maybe the excitement or something.
You know, the
challenge implies work, doesn't it?
It's kind of like a climbing uphill battle or something, you know, the challenge or something. And I understand the challenge of... You know, maybe you're a race car driver. You know, there's a challenge. You love that. But
yeah, we had one guy who came in and he said he recognized what he was a problem solver. He was a financial planner.
Yeah.
And then he noticed that he was always attracting lots of people with problems.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's
true. And so he changed it. What he actually did was he put people who had money together with people who had projects that needed money. And so he realized he was a dream fulfiller.
Oh,
something like that, you know?
A retweak, reframe.
Yeah, so it was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at that and see if I can change that word because I tend to get into too much hard work. So it'd be nice to have some.
No kidding. You don't. Yeah, you could just drop the challenge of and start with connecting deeply.
This is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I think I know I can borrow some benefit just from being with what you said.
Right.
Thank you. I did come up with some sentences, too, after, doing that little exercise of
the branding,
lines.
Ticking, I mean, tick words.
Should I share those or not?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so I put building trust through meditation and spiritual awareness.
Good.
Embracing flexibility and creating a healthy relationship with my children and family.
Mm-hmm.
Loving and connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
Laughing as I enjoy the challenge of closing. I should put challenge there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change that. And then the last one was, always having the energy to enjoy dancing.
Cool. What kind of dancing do you like?
I was a dancer when I was younger, so I like any kind of dance. I mean,
any kind of dance. Uh-huh. Me too. I love to dance. Me too. All right. So who else has a question? You're really good, Lisa. Is there any question
no
that
kidding.
You have? Or
good work.
Do you feel pretty good about what you've got so far?
Well, I think it's a really neat process.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a really educational process because I was really surprised at how it came out. I mean, it was magical. So I think you could do that, you know, every month or so, every couple of months, and see where you are.
Yeah, you could. You keep refining it and refining it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Cool. And then at some point, you'll probably see that, you know, there's just something that really sticks, you know, that this is, your tick sticks.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lisa, some people, like, get it like this. I've had so many classes where some people just express it, and it's just crystal clear for them right out of the chute. And others, like myself, it's a long process. And there's some tips and for those who feel like they haven't, you know, really gotten it yet. If you're noticing, everything that we're uncovering here is about, you know, so the process of identifying a blinder and then taking an attractive action to remove it. And so it's no different with this process of discovering what makes me tick. Because if you read in Module 1, says what makes you tick is the heart and soul of strategic attraction plan. When you turn on your inner light brightly so that others will see you, aware. So getting what makes you tick turns on your inner light so that others will see you. And if you have a blinder about being seen, there's, you know, those, that blinder has to be uncovered and identified and then removed, and that's what will you get the prime, or it'll get the stream of consciousness moving of identifying or getting the words that describe what makes me tick. So if anybody's got that little blinder about being actually really being seen out in the world,
You're the only one on that one.
Yeah, it must be, because I think it took me about a year to get clear. Maybe 8 years.
maybe you're still working on it.
So just notice that piece around, you know, being seen. Because this, you will be seen when you turn your light on. You will be seen.
Well, I think when you get what makes you tick, and Lisa, you may have experienced this, it starts to connect the dots in all different aspects. Like, why am I so interested in this? It seems so different from that. And then when you get what makes you tick, you'll see all of them are related, all aspects. Did you see something like that for yourself, Lisa?
Yeah, because I had a lot of different words that didn't seem to be related at all. And a lot of different, I answered the questions, and I thought, well, how's that all going to fit? I mean, that was part of my... it was part of my questioning as I was kind of going through it, and then it sort of came together, and I thought, well, that's interesting. I'm not sure that's exactly what makes me tick, but it's kind of close, and it kind of flowed, you know? I mean, it was really, it was kind of amazing the way that it fell together and in a way that I was not expecting.
Right. Cool. What about the rest of you? Patty, Amy, haven't heard from you guys on your tick.
Yeah, this is Patty. You know, I've been around the work for a long time, and, you know, I just am always amazed at how things, you know, I get back to a place where, oh, it has shifted again. So I will tell you, everybody, that it's very definitely a dynamic process. I have shifted a lot over time on this particular point.
Okay. And Amy, how about you?
I realized when I first started doing that module, and then when I just started looking over it again, that I guess I have a blinder, but I cannot have what I want again.
Right.
So I kind of resisted doing the exercise.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you're halfway there. You identified the blinder.
So, yeah, resisting doing it.
There you go.
Hey, good job.
You're not the only one that has that blinder. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Right, everybody?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right.
Raise your hand if you have that blinder.
Right.
I would say 99% of the people that do a strategic attraction plan have that blinder come up at one point or another during the planning process. And noticing, wow, I think I can't have what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
This is Robin. I get hung up with what should make me tick and what does make me tick. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Should.
So did I.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's...
Shoulds are blinder. So just
I know they are. Let me write that down.
You're halfway
there.
I got
to write that down.
You identified it.
I want everybody to get what makes you tick.
Right.
So my offer, I will work with everyone individually if you need it to get what makes you tick, because I think it's that important.
Mm-hmm.
It's the game changer in business, because most business people don't know that there's something like this, but there is.
Right.
And many, many people that I've talked to who've never had any experience and like, oh, no, I'm just in business because, you know, it pays the bills. It made me money. It made me successful. There's nothing deep or meaningful there. I'm like, yeah, there is. But there's such a relief when you get it. So that's my offer.
Special tip to everyone on the call and listening at home. Take advantage of this offer.
I'm good with it. So I'll do it. If you'll do the module and answer those questions before we speak, and then when you're ready, just send me shoot me an email, janetperfectcustomers.com.
It's called TikTok.
Have a TikTok.
We'll have a TikTok. We'll talk about your tick.
We'll talk.
Note, if you're thinking about not taking, if you don't take advantage of this offer, you have a blinder.
And I
here's
will.
A tip.
Here's your tip. Here's your tick tip. All right. And I'm happy to work with anybody that wants to right now. So I can work with somebody right now. We have time. Who wants to?
I want to get better prepared.
I'll do it.
You want to do it? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, because, you know, I can work with one person, and then you just kind of map it on for yourself.
Everyone can borrow the benefits. Just kind of do it along with.
All right. So let's just, you know, right up front, since we identified the blinder as I don't think I can have what I want, right? Just for the next few minutes, let's take that blinder off and say, what? Amy?
Mine was more, I don't think I can have what I want again.
Again, okay, there you go. So just for the next 10 minutes, you're going to take that blinder off.
Okay.
And what would be the new possibility if you took that blinder off? What might be possible for you?
The only thing that comes to mind is I succeeded and built a company and made millions of dollars before, and I can do it again.
Yep. And try this one on. This is the one that popped up for me, is I can have something even better.
Yeah.
I can have something even better.
And something that really popped up as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So... Yeah,
something that really popped up, too, was Andy at the top of my industry again.
There you go. Or a new industry.
And be at the top of my game, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Breathe. I think breathing would be good.
Trying.
Breathing would be good. Keep breathing.
Yeah, I stopped for a minute.
I think we all did. We're like,
we all
holding our breath.
Whoa.
We're all passing out in our chairs now.
Is she talking about me?
Faces are turning blue. It's time to breathe.
Great.
Is there anything about getting to what makes you tick? That some blinder that says to you, oh, sure, they can get theirs, but I can't get mine?
It's more everyone else gets the clients.
Okay. Everyone else can get it, but not me.
Right.
Okay. So that's what's in the way of you getting what makes you tick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good to notice. There's a, are you familiar with Byron Katie?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the turnaround. I always boggle it.
I mess it up every time I try it.
But the bottom line is when we say these blinder statements, you know, like I can't have what I want or again or whatever it is it the truth that I can't have what I want again?
Mm.
Is it the truth?
Mm. No.
No. And how do I feel with the thought that I can never have what I want again?
I'm giving up.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Giving up. Mm-hmm. So what would be the thought I'd rather be thinking?
I can have what I want and even better.
And even better. And how does that feel?
Better, but there's doubt behind it.
Well, doubts are okay.
Doubts are good. They lead us to identify the blinder.
Doubts are okay. Is there some fear?
I think so.
Okay. Just mostly doubts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's fear because with my other business, I absolutely loved. I put every bit of my heart and soul into that business.
Well, let's reclaim. Can we go back and reclaim your heart and soul for a minute?
Yeah.
You put you just said it right there. You put everything you had into that other business, and it went away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's reclaim your heart and soul.
Let's reclaim everything you had.
Let's reclaim it. So just close our eyes. That's all of us, you know, because we all have something like this where we lost something or, you know, it went away, something that was good that we would like to reclaim. So if you have something like that, just do this along with Amy. So if you want, just close your eyes and just go back to what you're going to reclaim. So, Amy, what are you going to reclaim? Heart and soul.
Passion and loving what I do, what I'm doing.
Loving what I'm doing. What else?
Knowing that I'm doing an excellent job for my clients and customers.
Doing an excellent job. Clients in your
making company. A lot of money.
Making a lot of money. Reclaiming all this. Bring it back. How about your power?
Yeah.
Can you reclaim your power around it? Okay.
Yeah.
Your strength, your Iron Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Having people actually listen to me and do what I suggest that they do for the company to...
Seeing you as the trusted authority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
I want you to just put, you know, just I want you to, if those were all like trinkets or objects or colors or shapes, I want you to see that all around you now. Just see it all around you, surrounding you. And is there a color or a smell or a feeling? What are you noticing?
It's more a feeling of strength.
Strength. Is there a smell? Let's get some senses around it. You know, our five
That's
senses.
That's funny, yeah. The smell is Jean Paul Gaultier perfume.
All right. There's a smell. Just breathe in that smell. Uh-huh.
Do you have some of that?
I don't have any right now, but that is, I've worn it for over 12 years. That's all I wear.
All right.
So get it.
So make sure you've got some on your desk with you, and you just smell that bottle. I have two scents on my desk, two smells that I like. Okay. And all right, so we've got the visual. We've got the feeling of strength. We've got the smell. What's the feeling, the emotion? Is there happiness?
Confidence.
Is there joy? Is there
more confidence?
Confidence.
Excitement.
Excitement. Good. Is there a color?
Burgundy.
Burgundy. Very nice. All right, so just gather all of these senses around you. Feel yourself swimming in it. You can reach out and feel it, touch it. What is the touch when you touch? Is there a smooth, a rocky, a pebbly? What is it? Soft or velvet?
It feels like water.
Water, a liquidy. Good. Coolness. So just the right temperature kind of a thing. And a fluidity.
Yeah.
Nice. So when you're immersed in this, what is most important to you?
Building a business that provides value to others and to my family.
Nice. And why is that so important to you? Not like that's not awesome. It's just, what about that is so important to you?
It's just what happens even since I was a little girl.
Just who you are, huh?
Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, that's just who I am.
And if we were to give you a title as someone who does that, what title would you call that?
Not too sure.
What?
Not sure. I'm kind of stuck on that one.
Stuck on that one?
Yeah.
Do you know somebody that's like you that does all that? You know, like Margaret Thatcher, Meryl Streep, or Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. I just hit a blinder.
What is it?
It's probably pretty huge. If I go back to being that person again, I'll just be regarded as a rich bitch by my family.
Wow. So, can you own You're the Rich Bitch?
I guess I will now.
Can you remove that blinder by taking an attractive action?
Honey, can you just own that?
Yeah, I think I will now.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
I guess I realize they never really looked to see what was really important to me. They just judged.
But there is nothing in this planet wrong with being the rich bitch.
Okay.
And how I know that's what makes you tick?
Mm-hmm.
You laugh.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, it's the cosmic joke, isn't it?
That was pretty good.
Okay. So why don't you just try that on, Amy, and say, what makes me tick is being the rich bitch.
What makes me tick is being the rich bitch.
Well, I want you to say bitch in a new way.
Okay.
Because there's a bitch and there's a bitch, right?
Okay.
There's a nasty, mean bitch that's mean to everybody, and you're not that.
Right.
The bitch that is the Iron Lady bitch, you know, the one that's willing to stand for her family having it great.
And giving birth to warm, fuzzy puppies.
Right. So I want you to just say that in a new way, and it's the delivery. It's the being that's going to come through because you know who you are.
Right.
It's not what they were saying. Well, just
what
try it on.
What makes me tick is being the rich bitch.
All right. And what comes after that? I think there's another little phrase that wants to come after it is being the rich bitch, providing value to others, contributing to others.
It contributes to the lives of others.
Contributes to the lives of others. How does that feel?
A lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, you RB. I'm going to call you the RB for short.
RB. Okay.
All right. Play with that one. How do you feel?
I feel a lot better. I, you know, and it just really kind of hit me that maybe I thought that they were judging me. Because last Friday, my sister has a lot of pride, and I finally found out from another sister that because her husband has not been getting much work, that they had no cable, no phone, no internet at their house. And right. me having the money that I had, I was able to go take care of those things. And right. she made the comment to me, while I was doing all this, she said, why don't you just go back to being who you really are?
Yay.
Yeah.
That's who they want you to be.
Mm-hmm.
You need a friend of mine's book, The Divine Bitch Handbook. And what she distinguishes in her book is the difference between being a bitch and a divine bitch. And I what you're talking about is with your contribution... That's who you are. Yeah.
All right.
And the other blinder that you just uncovered is that if I'm worried about being judged,
mm-hmm.
I can't be in integrity with myself.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Good job, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
No
thank
kidding.
You.
Did everybody get a lot of value out of Amy?
Thanks, Amy.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, why don't you just share? Let's close our call because we're a little bit over, but I didn't want to leave on that juicy note, you know, and just share what you received out of being in the class today.
I'm going to be a rich bitch again.
Yeah. I love that giggle.
Did you hear that laugh or that giggle in that voice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, all right.
And
cool.
This is Patty. I'll have what she's having.
Yeah.
Rich all the way around the room.
I'm telling you, baby. I'm going to step into that being today.
Shoes around the house, huh?
That's right.
This is Alan, and I'll have a little Jean-Paul Gaultier.
All right. Well,
I found that really helpful listening to that and doing the exercise along with Amy, and mm-hmm. some of that I could really relate to. Like she said, mm-hmm. everyone else can get it, but not me. Mm-hmm. And I've had that blinder at times, and I just thought it was really helpful to just. Take a step forward for me at least, and
mm-hmm.
probably for everybody.
Yeah.
So I thought it was very valuable.
Super duper. Thank you, Lisa.
This is Robin. I can totally agree as well, and I've been writing down more blinders like, oh, my God, that one too. Oh, my God, that one too.
Yeah,
I do it during the whole call.
I know, me too. If I go turn the page, another blinder.
Before this class,
yeah.
I had no blinders. Now I have a million.
Well, I didn't say I had no blinders.
Congratulations.
I have a second page of them. Jan, I loved your visual of being protected by the shield
mm-hmm.
and the helmet when you're...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Cool. Wear it well.
Wear it well, exactly.
Before this class, I had no blinders. I love it. That's great.
For me, the joy of being able to help you, Amy, and everybody on getting what makes you tick, I mean, that really is my purpose. That's it. Got to getting to live my purpose today. So
if you want to support Jan in giving her first gift and living her purpose,
and you want
take her up on her offer,
feel free to let me know. You want to do some work on your inner rich bitch.
Right. So it's about, I can't support myself, which we're bringing us all full circle back around to Robin and how I talk to myself as I talk to others.
Right.
If you want to support Jan in living her purpose and giving her gift, take her up on this offer.
Will do.
Yeah, the result will be that's what you'll get.
Cool. All right. Well, all right. Well, Module 3 will be posted this afternoon, so there's more fun and games. And we'll have Module 3 and 4. Both of them are really, really great. And then we have our virtual retreat that's coming up on the last call, which will be, I just wanted you to block that time out. Make sure you block out 2.5 hours starting at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So anyway, just keep, you know, if you have any stuckness along the way, call us, email us. We're here.
Send us flowers. Write us a letter.
Send us checks, big checks. That will unstick any blinder.
Yes.
The rich bastion is in the house. She's accepting all riches. So, but seriously, don't sit in the muck. Don't stay stuck in the muck.
For a minute.
Yeah. If
okay.
you stay stuck in the muck, it's only because you're enjoying
you got a
getting a mud bath because you're working on your skin. But you know, we're here to support you guys. All
thank
right.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.